Hello and welcome to the Great Womb Awakening, where women across the globe are awakening to the undeniable truth that the female body is the most powerful shamanic tool on the planet. Every woman can utilize the energies of change and expansion present at this time to ground a new vision that can serve the next seven generations and beyond. And women can harness this unprecedented power that lies within their female bodies and unleash it to create global change at a level never before seen on this planet. I'm your host, Kathy Forrest, founder of Celestial Forest Institute, and we're here today with Kendra Thornberry. Kendra helps soul-centered women and evolutionary leaders create spiritual and financial freedom so they have a greater impact and can make more money, all the while being true to who they are. She is passionate about making it easy for those called to serve the awakening on this planet to effectively help more people while doubling, tripling, or even quadrupling their income. Kendra is an internationally highly acclaimed coach, spiritual guide, speaker, facilitator, humanitarian, and entrepreneur. She's on the cutting edge of spiritual thought and business consciousness practice, blazing a new trail and wealth revolution. Deeply devoted to the reclamation of the feminine as an integral force of change and evolution, her unconventional business and money approaches lead women to build six and seven figure businesses grounded in purposeful contribution and personal liberation. She served as a board member for the Women's Business Exchange, Women's Way Red Lodge, and has been president for the Washington chapter of the International Coaching Federation. A personal growth junkie, Kendra's latest adventure in challenging the status quo included packing her belongings in storage and traveling for 5+ years. She's finally traded her traveling laptop lifestyle for planting roots and is happily living in the beautiful hills of Boise, Idaho. And I've heard that it is very beautiful up there. Kendra, I am so excited to have you on the call. I know I'm very familiar with a lot of the work that you do and have taken some of your classes. And Kendra's topic today is wealth from the womb, igniting feminine money pattern or power. So welcome.
Thank you. So good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your own money struggles and how they've led you to your current success.
Yes. Well, let's start with a struggle because I'm sure most, if not all of us, can identify a certain level of struggle in our relationship with money. And I want to preface this by saying that I never thought I would be teaching or talking about or coaching around money. For a large part of my life, it was something that I felt very removed from, very judgmental about, very lacking in, and it certainly was not a topic or a subject that I thought was really within the purview of my purpose. So that said, you know, I have always felt like I was born to be a change agent. Mm-hmm. And my background includes working in social services and nonprofit. And, you know, I worked with individuals with developmental disabilities for many years as an advocate. And, you know, there were several turning points in my life and in my career. One of which is, you know, obtaining my master's degree and then going into what I would call my hobby business for a while, where I was really in the ideal and the dreaming of that. And yet the reality of taking the leap into being an entrepreneur is a bit daunting for me. And like I hear from so many women, one of the reasons was I couldn't quite fathom that I was enough, or that my value or my contributions would be enough to actually make a livelihood, you know, to make a living from my gifts. So at any rate, you know, my struggles in, you know, those years that I finally took the leap, which didn't come fully from my own inner prompting. There was a lot of nudges from the outside that woke me up.
Right.
But I, you know, I did, long story short, 14 years ago now, go into entrepreneurship full time. And those initial stages of building my business were a struggle for me on a number of levels. And one was financially. Mm-hmm. You know, I found myself month to month really feeling strapped, scrambling for, you know, how am I going to pay my bills on time? And I remember at one point, you know, I didn't have enough money to pay for groceries at 1 month, and I had maxed out my credit cards. And, you know, for me, that felt like a very scary place. My sense of security, my sense of survival was threatened. At least that was my perception. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm no stranger to laying awake at night, feeling that insomnia, that angst of helplessness. Sure. that can come in relationship with money. And one of my greatest fears is that I would have to give up my dreams. I'd have to give up my values and do something that didn't feel authentic just for the paycheck. So at any rate, that's a little bit about my struggle. And I will say that, you know, of my years of growth and personal development and evolution, that I did feel like I had a dark night of the soul with money. Mm-hmm. That I went into at first it didn't feel like it was my choosing, but now I can see that it was on some level, that I went into a spiritual journey with money to revolutionize it for myself and now for others.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. Wow, there's so many juicy things in there that I want to ask about.
Yeah.
The first one, and I think, you know, this is true for so many people. You talked about how you went through a dark night of the soul with money. Why do you think money and wealth seems like such a barrier for so many? Mm-hmm. Why is it that that's the thing that triggers all of that? You
have
a fight with that?
Oh, I'd love to. It's such a good question. And I think it's something for us to bring insight and illumination to at this time on our planet, because money is in part what we associate with, if you will, pulling the strings of a system that is, in my perception, of course, you can take or leave anything that I share, just coming from my experience and my voice here. But in my perception, a system that isn't giving and benevolent to life, to Mother Earth, to the next seven generations, and, you know, to women, to children. I mean, we could go on and on. Mm-hmm. And so for those of us who care, those of us feel a certain connection to our heart or a level of consciousness that's tuned in to these larger elements, I think that there can be some conflict and some misgivings that we have about entering into a relationship with money that feels like, you know, we're in it with it. Mm-hmm. Because I know for myself, I was very much like, oh, that's that system. You know, that's the system of greed. That's the system of gap between the haves and the have-nots. Mm-hmm. That's the system that only looks out for a small percentage of people. And all of those descriptions for me were opposite of my core values.
Right.
And so I felt that money was a part of a game that was out of integrity for me. Mm-hmm. Now, so there's that piece. And I'll also add to the answer to your question, Kathy, that I think that another part of what makes money difficult or a barrier for us is that the way it's been structured and the way we associate it is very tied to our survival chakra, you know, our that part of us that needs to ensure that we've got food on the table, that we've got, you know, shelter over our heads, that we have access to the basics. You know, think about that Maslow's hierarchy of need. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the distribution of and the access to money, you know, keeps so many people still on that bottom tier. Mm-hmm. And so money can feel like it has control over us. So there's more, but I'll pause there.
Sure. Well, then, you know, as we think about that, and I know it's true for a lot of people, can you point to anything in your own life that tripped the trigger that helped you make the shift in, which, because it's a shift in perception.
Yes.
And so helped you shift from that mindset to where you are now. And I know that there's probably a growth period, but
yeah,
have any story behind that?
Oh, do I? Which one do I choose? Because there are a couple like real turning points, but I'll say one in particular had to do with my travels. Mm-hmm. And in 2005, I went to Nigeria, Africa. As part of a community, a part of an organization to do some peace building work. Mm-hmm. And my exposure to poverty and corruption I was really turned upside down by it. And it's not like I didn't know these things existed. I wasn't completely ignorant to them, but you know, let's face it, I am a white individual on this planet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are privileges that come with that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was exposed to the reality of other beings, other brothers and sisters and children in a way that I just hadn't felt it before. I hadn't seen it so close. Mm-hmm. You know, I hadn't seen children, you know, standing in long, long lines just to get access to, there was this little bag, a little bag that had rice in it and then one little bottle of water. And I was told that for them, for some of them, that was their only meal for the week. And I was torn up by it.
Right.
And I pledged, you know, upon my return to America that, you know, I would get out of my way and do the work that I'm here to do, because anything less than that is an indication of my privilege and is an indication of me not taking my soul's purpose seriously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for those of us who identify as change agents on some level, like, you know, it's humbling work. And I was like, you know, I got back and I was like, get over yourself, Kendra. You know, oh, you're afraid of what people are going to think of you if you market. You know, you're afraid of failing if you launch an offer and it doesn't work. Like, you know, so what? Like, do it. Make mistakes. Fail a lot if it's necessary. But stop making it about you. And so then, you know, I got on mission at another level, and I called upon money to be an ally for me. I was like, listen, I can't be preoccupied with money. Mm-hmm. You know, I called on, you know, the powers of the universe and was like, listen, if you want me to do this good work in the world, then I need to know that I am backed and I am resourced. Mm-hmm. And so there's another part of the story there I can elaborate on, but you know, I'll pause there. Yeah.
Yeah. Chills all over. That was just beautiful. And so it was a huge shift.
Yes.
It's not about you anymore. It's about what you came here to do. And wow, that's huge.
Yeah.
So when you say, and I know that we've alluded to it a little bit in the conversation, what do you mean by wealth from the womb?
Yeah, wealth from the womb. Well, my journey has included the blessing of being a part of a women's community. I've worked closely for over two decades with a mentor, and part of that pathway has enlivened the divine feminine in me. help me wake up from the numbness of the world that I was in prior to that. Mm-hmm. And bit by bit, you know, steadily became more conscious of the wisdom of the divine feminine that lives within me, as it does within every person. Mm-hmm. Now, it does to varying degrees. You know, it, to me, this is not a gender orientation, although prominently the feminine can be expressed more in women. Mm-hmm. Having said that, you know, women, you know, we do have womb wisdom. You know, our bodies have an innate intelligence. They have a knowing, they have an understanding of life. Mm-hmm. Now, in the work that I do with my mentor, one of the primary methods of teaching, and I tie this into my relationship with money, is to look to nature. Mm-hmm. Nature demonstrates to us how to live life in a way in which all elements harmonize, all elements work together and in a web for the greater good. And, you know, there's an innate intelligence in nature, right? Mm-hmm. And we are, as nature is, an expression of an innate intelligence. Is this making sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so our wombs are a part of the feminine wisdom. Mm-hmm. And there's a knowledge that we have access to that doesn't come from our thinking mind. It doesn't come from analysis. It doesn't come from, you know, studying in a book. Although there's some great books, you know, perhaps that can and help us in the path. But ultimately, what I teach is wealth from within. Mm-hmm. And it's about understanding that there is a fullness, there's a wholeness, there's a bounty, there's an abundance, a richness already within you, within your design, mm-hmm. that you can unleash and harness and lead your life, your business, your relationships, your finances through. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for women in particular, part of our awakening right now and coming back into a reclamation of our power is to understand, you know, and embrace and honor and respect this temple of our body, this temple of our womb, as having viable, trusted information that is enough to thrive and prosper through.
Wow. Beautiful. Wow. So I know that, you know, women hearing this maybe for the first time or hearing about some of these concepts for the first mm-hmm. time may have a little trouble with mm-hmm. taking money and putting, you know, what does money have to do with the Great Womb Awakening? How do you get that together?
Ah. Such a good question. Well, one of the things I would encourage you to do, all you listeners, is to spend a bit of time reflecting on, meditating on, journaling, you know, what does money represent to you? Okay, because that's part of the struggle and the strain and the stress that people are under, is that they're not really conscious in their relationship with money. Mm-hmm. And so again, money can be this thing that has power over us, that we feel we don't have choices around, we don't have options. I mean, how many of you are saying to yourself or have said aloud, oh, I can't do that, it's not in my budget, right? Oh, I can't do that vacation this year because they don't have the finances for it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everything, you know, in this universe is energy, including money. And when we can get clear about what money represents to us and then start becoming conscious in how to manifest from that place, it will reinvent your relationship with money. So let me give you an example. For me, one of the things that money represents is freedom. Mm-hmm. So I used to feel like I didn't have freedom because I didn't have as much money as I wanted, or I didn't have as much money as I thought I needed to have access to things that I thought would make me free. So once I was able to identify the value that I perceived that money had. Okay. I value freedom, right? So I don't really value money. Money in and of itself doesn't have value.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a thing, you know? It's like this chair over here. This chair doesn't really have value until I relate to it. Like, oh, it's cozy. Like, that's the value it gives me. I get to sit on it and be held by it. But that's my experience of the chair, right? Mm-hmm. So I know that this can sound, you know, esoteric and you know, all this consciousness, but really it's so practical when you break it down. Mm-hmm. So then you can look at, well, what can I do today? What can I do right now to ensure that I feel more free? What change am I going to make tomorrow so that I feel more free? What is the thinking that I'm going to adopt so that I know freedom? And so then day by day, you feel more and more free. And then because freedom and money mm-hmm. are together, mm-hmm. I'm feeling more free. I start relating to money differently. And if you're familiar with the laws of the universe, mm-hmm. you know, that which is likened to itself is drawn. Mm-hmm. I start drawing a relationship to money to me and through me that feels more free. So that's mm-hmm. some of it.
Right. Tiny little.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it way does. Way does. How would you suggest, and you know, you can talk about the big picture, but then maybe bring it down to some simple little practice.
Sure.
How do women ignite feminine money power? How do mm-hmm. like they hear you speak and they're like, yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. What do I need to do?
Yeah. Well, one thing is to return to the thought, the belief that I am responsible, I have power, right? Because the thing is that we think that money is this thing that's an external power. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to shift, you've got to pivot. Mm-hmm. And so whatever you can do, you know, daily, you know, your routines, your habits, your rituals that help you return to the center of your own being mm-hmm. so that you feel again and again, I am at choice. I'm at power. I am the co-creator with the universe. Mm-hmm. I choose. I am the one that relates to money in a way that it serves me. So you've got to own it, right? So whatever you can do, you know, for me, you know, one of my tools is dancing, you know, and I gotta be in my body and feel myself. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, one of the reasons why a lot of women are not making as much money or feel disconnected from their wealth is because they're disconnected to their bodies.
Right.
You know, we've been told that our feelings are weak, mm-hmm. that, you know, if you have intuition, like, oh, you don't really know. Oh, that gut feeling? You're crazy. You've got a gut feeling?
Right.
Show me the evidence. Mm-hmm. So whatever you can do to keep igniting and reinforcing over and over and over again the power that is within you, right. That will help you ignite your money power. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what you've been speaking into reminds me, I have a teacher that has indicated if you look at pictures of money goddesses, that, you know, the masculine way to do money is to go out and get it. But all of the goddesses, it comes from within and their hands are outstretched and the money mm-hmm. is flowing from them. So yes. It almost sounds like that's what you're saying, that, you know, the mm-hmm. way women do money is different than the way we've been taught, the way men do it. But from women, it comes from within. So
yes.
Connecting to your body and connecting to the womb is a source. Can you speak into that a little bit?
Yeah, thanks for elaborating. Well said. Yeah, I think an illustration would come by way of a client that I worked with some years ago who, you know, had created a certain level of success in her business. You know, she was a coach and she, you know, made six figures in her business. And yet she was stressed out. She was overwhelmed. She constantly felt pressured. She was exhausted. Her health was not in good shape. She didn't have a relationship. And she felt like she was always just keeping up. And she came to me and said, you know what, if success equals all of what I just described, I don't want it. You know, I don't want to make that much money if it requires me to have all of these negative symptoms in my life. Right. So, you know, you either help me get back into my womanhood, which was one of her things. She's just like, I feel like I've just adopted a bunch of strategies that the boys club told me to do. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, she just felt so disconnected and so unhappy. Mm-hmm. And so she said, either I toss out the six figures, I toss out the success and return to some semblance of health and well-being. Mm-hmm. Or she said, you know, you can show me how to do both. You know, it doesn't have to be either or. Mm-hmm. And so I, in the work that we did together, I would advise things like, I want you to set a timer for 10 minutes. And turn on music that really lights you up and that even feels a little sensual, you know, that lights you up, that wakes you up, that you know, you can feel your belly and you can feel your womb, you can feel your hips, you can feel your thighs, right? You can feel your booty. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, get into the joy and the movement and allow the feelings to move through you. You know, you may cry in one moment. You may like laugh hysterically. You know, you may feel your bliss. You've got to get in touch with your pleasure and you've got to feel. And, you know, there's that kind of like, that's like a business strategy or that's going to help me make more money. And yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Because the feminine power. And I'm going like this, I'm like feeling it right now. Like right. You were saying about the goddesses and the arms outstretched. Mm-hmm. One of the qualities of the feminine is receiving. And if we are not in the vibration and the habit of receiving, we are going to repel money. And so that's an example.
Perfect. That's a lovely example. So I'm very curious, what did you learn about money and wealth in those 5 years of traveling and running your dream lifestyle business? Because, you know, I have to say, I watched you from a distance. I get all the emails and I've watched for years. And so all of that, I've watched you do it. What did you, I want to hear your perspective.
Oh, I'm so blessed. It's so great to be here with you through all this journey then that you've watched, you know, as part of my community. And yeah, so for those of you that are new to me, as was introduced at the beginning, I put my belongings in storage. And, you know, initially I was going to do it for like 3 to 6 months. And then before I knew it, a year passed. And then another year passed. I mean, it's still part of me is like, wow, I did that for 5 years. And, you know, I was in Belize and I went to Peru a couple of times and led retreats in Kauai and some other sacred locations. I've been to Guatemala. I mean, I'm so grateful for the abundance. And, you know, in terms of what I learned relative to wealth and money, you know, a couple of things. One is that, you know, a turning point in my relationship with money that I alluded to earlier that I said we could come back to is I recognized that part of my separation from money was that I hadn't brought it into my spiritual practice. So money was that, and then everything else for me was spiritual. Mm-hmm. And so when I set out on my quest, when I set out on my travels, one of the primary reasons I did it was for spiritual enrichment. Like I really wanted to surrender to the universe at another level. I wanted to allow my inner guidance system to direct me, you know, where to travel and how to be, how to show up in the world as a useful, benevolent presence. And for me, that is a whole lot of getting out of the way. And traveling really sets you up for that. Mm-hmm. Traveling really, you know, sets you up for surrender. I mean, if not, you struggle a lot. Mm-hmm. Because there's unknown, you know, and there's surprises and there's unpredictability. And really one of the only constants in the universe is change. And so travel really equipped me to understand a deeper level of security. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why people grasp for money or that money feels elusive is that we're wanting money to give us security.
Right.
And if you don't feel secure within yourself, you will never feel peace with money, regardless of how much you make. Mm-hmm. I know people who make six figures and seven figures and beyond, and they still don't feel secure. Mm-hmm. So it's never about the money. Mm-hmm. So I would say really one of the biggest lessons for me around money and wealth is to tune in, to tap into an inner security and bring that together with a higher source, and to know that you're always going to be cared for. You know, the doorways will open, you know, when you're in those moments of like, oh my God, how's this going to work out? Like to be open to the magic and be like, wow, I never expected that manifestation to occur.
Right.
But to really apply that to wealth and money. Yeah.
Beautiful. So you have some free gifts that, and I would like you to describe them a little bit, because I feel like everyone, once they hear this, they're going to be ready to dig in. And one of them looks like the three keys to making money.
Being you.
Being you. Okay. Yeah. I couldn't read it. How to easily attract money doing what you love and create your six-figure freedom lifestyle. So just dig into what that's all about.
Yes. Well, it's an ebook, and it was birthed from my own trials and tribulations, some of which you've heard me talk about in our time today. And, you know, it's a body of work, if you will. I mean, that sounds a little bit too much. It, you know, it just gets into what the three keys are. I mean, one of the reasons that I didn't want to make more money is because I didn't want to be inauthentic. So it's really important to me that, you know, that you understand that you can do it being true to who you are. So, you know, I unravel some more money myths and, you know, get into some of the reasons that, you know, talented people, creative people still struggle with money, and, you know, some different angles and mindset on how you can do it differently.
Sweet.
Yeah. So
if women decide, you know, they read the book and they decide they want to work with you at a deeper level, they just contact you through your website, or is there anything else they should know?
Oh, well, thanks for asking. Yes, you can contact me through my website. I do have one of the courses that I lead is called The Medicine of Money. And it really gets into, is that all right that I speak to that?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I mean, it gets into more layers of how we can reinvent our relationship with money from a spiritual angle. Mm-hmm. You know, I get into the shadow of money. I get into, you know, some of the soul lessons that money can have for you. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'd be delighted if anybody resonates to continue to be of service.
Sweet. So common woman seeing this, and this is your closing, last hurrah, what would you say to her about connecting with the womb awakening and awakening her money power?
It's not separate from you, woman. Mm-mm. You are it. You are the one you're waiting for. It's within you. And there's no exception to that. It doesn't matter what your past is. It doesn't matter what your education's been. It doesn't matter how wounded you've been. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. You know, I mean, we could go on and on and on, because a lot of times, you know, women believe that they're the exception, you know, oh, I'm the fraud, or, oh, you know, but you don't understand what I've been through, or I'm not as good as others. I get it. I've heard it all. None of it's true. None of it's true. The wealth that you're craving is within you. And money really genuinely can and will be your ally in living a prosperous purpose if you let it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Kendra, this has been a delight.
Thank you so much for the honor.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. I can't wait for everyone to hear all of your little tidbits of wisdom about money. So good to have you on the call today.
Thank you again.
You're welcome.